You're listening to a Mass Attack podcast. So we've all been there and gained weight when we're stressed. So why is it, Narelle? Why does this happen?
Okay, when you're stressed, and it is true, you do gain weight when you're stressed because stress affects your metabolism and it causes weight gain. But most importantly, it also sabotages your weight loss efforts. There's a fair bit of research out there that supports that theory, and it is really compelling research. So hormones like cortisol and adrenaline and all those adrenal hormones definitely get triggered off when you're under stress, and they do contribute to weight gain because they trigger the hormone insulin. That's why often what you find with women is they'll go through a very stressful time in their life, and it could be a traumatic, or it could be a relationship bust up, or it could be anything that's actually incredibly stressful. And in fact, you get this impact when it's more of a sudden stress, like a traumatic situation. You lose a lot of weight and you lose it very, very quickly. And people start saying to you, oh, are you okay? What's going on? But then after that, when things start to settle down, even though you are still stressed and it becomes more chronic stress rather than the acute, you start to gain weight, and that weight can go on very, very quickly, and it can be incredibly hard to get off because all of those hormones that were released during that stressful time are still circulating through your body, and they've actually changed your metabolism. So they've pushed you into what I call fat saving mode. They're actually making you store fat easier, and it's incredibly hard to get rid of.
Okay. So I guess something like working flat out every day, which is something I do every day, and those stresses that I find every day, which are things like, you know, trying to get something done in a particular time frame, having to have something done by tomorrow, somebody calling me and wanting something done, those are the sorts of things that are going to affect my weight as well.
Oh, look, absolutely. And I mean, the thing is, we're so conditioned to working with stress, and most of us cope really well with stress on an everyday level. And it's exactly that. It's running around after the kids. It's running around after work. It's running your own business. It's burning the candle at both ends, trying to please everything and everyone in your life, and to keep up with the everyday things. It could be that you're driving in traffic every day for an hour, morning and night, and it's incredibly stressful because it's heavy. You've got people, you know, abusing each other on the road. But generally, you're actually exposed to all these areas of stress within your life on an everyday basis. And that's chronic stress. And that tears your body down. It actually really, it's hard to control in your life, because it's not like you can just say, well, I'll take that person out of my life, or I'll do this, or I'll do that. Because if your whole lifestyle is quite stressful and quite a juggle, and it's not unusual these days, especially with, you know, the juggling finances, families, growing families, teenage children, or even, you know, I've got a 10-year-old and only one, but I feel like I'm a PA to her half the time as well. So it's like in between working. So you're constantly juggling, and those stresses do have an effect on your metabolism, and they do make you gain weight.
So what happens when the stresses disappear? Will my weight go as well?
No, it's not that easy. Once the stresses actually go, you find that you actually you can exercise and you can calorie count as much as what you want, but it can be really difficult to lose the weight because those hormonal changes have changed your metabolism. And what they've done is, on a cellular level, put you in fat-saving mode, and they've also had an effect upon your thyroid. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as your thyroid slows down because stress on the cortisol response impairs thyroid function, you'll find that that'll slow your metabolism even more. So you'll find it harder to lose weight even once the stress is gone. You also find that it changes your insulin levels, and it can put you into what you call a metabolic syndrome or syndrome X. There's a lot of different sort of catchphrases used for the same thing. But in essence, what it is that your insulin levels are too high. Your cells aren't able to uptake the insulin, so it gets stored as fat quicker. Anything that you eat, you'll find that you could almost live on lettuce leaves and not be losing weight.
So how would somebody change that then? I mean, what could you do? Obviously, if you're changing your diet and you're trying to do all the right things, how can you possibly lose that weight?
Sure. First and foremost, like you say, is to eliminate all of those foods that are contributing to either an adrenal to an adrenal response in your body. So things like, you know, coffee, stimulants. People don't consider, you know, caffeine-based drinks, other soft drinks, to be triggers, but they are. They have an effect upon your adrenal. So it's important to eliminate all of those, and MSG as well, those stimulating effects from your diet. But then it's also important to repair the cellular damage as well. So, and we can actually use, as naturopaths, we can actually use herbs and specifically tailored and chosen nutrients and supportive nutrients to actually help to rebalance those areas. So we can help to rebalance that cellular damage and repair the cellular damage, repair the thyroid, decrease and eliminate and get rid of that excess cortisol that's actually making you gain weight.
So it's the cortisol that's doing the damage here.
In the first instance, yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've actually read that a lack of sleep actually raises cortisol levels. Is that true?
Oh, look, absolutely. For women that suffer from insomnia, and this can also be coming through menopause as well, when a lot of women find it difficult to sleep during menopause, it will stimulate levels, the release of cortisol. And that cortisol is a normal hormone that's commonly released in response to, you know, physical or emotional stress. But in particular, lack of sleep will also release that hormone as well. So, yeah.
So it sounds like it's really important to support your adrenals. And if you're burning the candle at both ends, which a lot of people do, it's going to put you under an enormous amount of pressure.
Oh, absolutely. And look, cortisol stimulates your appetite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you get that increase in appetite and sugar cravings. So you'll find that a lot of the time that you'll store fat around the tummy region of your body. And it also, sustained cortisol destroys healthy muscle, which is really, really important for your metabolism. And it also contributes to, you know, other conditions like, you know, poor fertility and thyroid imbalance, and also PCOS, fibroids and endo, all your female reproductive disorders. So stress has an enormous impact on your body, and it's not as simple as cortisol. The cortisol has a spin-off effect on other hormones, and those other hormones in themselves and those other reproductive conditions in particular, like with PCOS or fibroids, have an impact on your metabolism as well. So sometimes you can, on a very simplistic level, you can say, okay, well, I'll decrease the cortisol, I'll decrease that, work on that area, repair the cellular damage, and you think, but has it actually triggered a secondary flow on hormonal imbalance? And that's really important to identify and look at that. And that's why sort of looking at a symptomatic picture, a total symptomatic picture of a patient, is really, really important. So not just focusing on one area, but looking holistically at the patient and saying, well, okay, let's look at all your systems together and see what's going on.
Fantastic. Thanks, Narelle.